بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب، وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون.
Verse number 64. This worldly life, with all its temptations and enjoyments, is only amusement and play for those who are attached to it. It will expire quickly. Indeed, the abode of the afterlife is the real life, due to it being eternal. If only they knew, they would not have given preference to that which is temporary over that which is eternal. After Allah established a contradiction against the idolaters by their disbelief in Allah's lordship, after they are asked with regards to who created the heavens and the earth, together with their disbelief in His being exclusively worthy of worship, He establishes another contradiction against them. That is, their sincerity in proclaiming the oneness of Allah when they are faced with drowning, but returning to idolatry when they are safe from it. He says,
فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 65. When the idolaters board ships and sail the ocean, they call out to Allah alone, sincerely supplicating to Him to save them from drowning. After Allah saves them from drowning, they return to their idolatry, calling out their idols together with Him.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 66. They return to their idolatry, so that they can continue showing ingratitude for my favors upon them, and so they can carry on enjoying the beauty of the worldly life. They will soon know the evil punishment that awaits them when they die.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ.
Verse number 67. Do these people who reject the blessings of Allah upon them not see another blessing of His after He saves them from drowning, that He made a sanctuary for them in which their lives and wealth are secure? This is while those around them are raided, killed, looted, and taken captive together with their wives and children. Do they still believe in their false deities and reject the bounties of Allah, not showing Him gratitude for them?
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 68. There is no one more oppressive than the one who fabricates a lie with regards to Allah by attributing a partner to Him, or by rejecting the truth that His Messenger has brought to him. Undoubtedly, there is an abode in hell for the disbelievers and those like them.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Verse number 69. And those who strive hard in my cause, seeking my pleasure, I will certainly grant them the ability to tread the straight path. Indeed, Allah is with those who do good by helping, assisting, and guiding them. Surah Ar-Rum. Rome. Themes of the Surah. Concentration is placed on mentioning the reality of existence, that full power to change affairs, circumstances and conditions belongs to Allah alone. As He has said, for Allah belongs the command before and after.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم
Explanation Verse number 1 ألف لام ميم The discussion on similar letters has already passed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah.
غلبت الروم
Verse number 2 The Persians have defeated the Romans.
في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون
Verse number 3 In the nearer lands of Levant, the Romans, after their defeat, will be victorious over them again.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون
Verse number 4 Within a time period, not before 3 years and not after 10, to Allah belongs the command, prior to the Romans' victory and after it. And on the day the Romans defeat the Persians, the believers will be happy.
بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
Verse number 5. They will be happy, because of the help of Allah, being with the Romans due to them being the people of the book. Allah helps whoever He wishes against whoever He wishes. He is the Almighty, who cannot be overcome, the merciful towards His believing servants. Beneficial points 1. During times of severe difficulty, the idol worshippers only seek refuge and help from Allah while forgetting their idols. When the difficulty is removed and ease comes, they ascribe partners to Allah. This is a clear proof of their misguidance. 2. Striving in the path of Allah is a cause of being guided to the truth. 3. The detailed announcement of future events in the Quran is clear evidence of this book being revealed from Allah.
وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون
Verse number 6 The victory was a promise from Allah, and with its fulfillment, the believers will increase in their conviction of Allah's promise of victory being true. As for the majority of people, they do not understand this due to their disbelief.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون
Verse number 7 They do not know faith and the rulings of the Sharia. They only know of the superficial matters of the worldly life related to earning a livelihood, whilst they turn away from the real life of the afterlife, not paying any attention to it.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ
Verse number 8 Do these rejecting idolaters not ponder in themselves as to how Allah has created them and arranged them together in their most complete forms? Allah did not create the heavens and the earth except for a just cause. He did not create them in vain, and He appointed a fixed time for their existence in the world. Indeed, many people reject the meeting of their Lord on the Day of Judgment, and that is why they are not prepared for the resurrection by doing good deeds which are acceptable to their Lord.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَثَارُوا الْأَرْضَ وَعَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا عَمَرُوهَا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
Verse number 9. Do these people not travel the earth so that they can ponder over what the outcome of the nations who rejected Allah before them was? Those nations were much stronger than them. They adapted the land for farming and construction, and populated it much more than these people have. Their messengers brought clear proofs and evidences for the oneness of Allah, but they were rejected. So when Allah punished them, He was not oppressive. Rather, they themselves were oppressive by leading themselves to destruction by disbelief.
ثم كان عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون.
Verse number 10. Then, the outcome of those who did evil deeds, i.e., idolatry and sins, was an extremely evil outcome. It was because they rejected the signs of Allah and would mock at and make fun of them.
Allah يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون.
Verse number 11. Allah starts the creation without any previous example, then He causes it to die, then will resurrect it. Then to Him alone will you return to be accounted for and requited on the Day of Judgment.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
Verse number 12. On the day when the hour arrives, the criminals shall lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and their hopes in Allah's mercy will end just as their arguments, excuses will end.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 13. They will not have anyone to intercede for them, from those whom they used to worship besides Allah, will not intercede for them, to save them from the punishment. Rather, they will reject one another. The idolaters will reject those they used to worship, due to them forsaking them in their time of need. They are all equal in being doomed.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ.
Verse number 14. And on the day the hour arrives, the people will all be divided in requital according to their deeds in the world. Some will be elevated to the highest ranks, while others will be demoted to the lowest of the low.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ.
Verse number 15. As for those who have faith in Allah and did good deeds pleasing to Him, they will be in paradise, happy with whatever everlasting bounties they find within it. Beneficial points. 1. Knowledge of that which rectifies the world, whilst being neglectful of what rectifies one's afterlife, is of no benefit. 2. the signs of Allah in the horizon, as well as within ourselves, are enough of an evidence that He alone should be worshipped. 3. Oppression was the cause of the destruction of the previous nations. 4. The disbeliever will lose all hope on the Day of Judgment, just as his excuses will end. 5. On the Day of Judgment, Allah shall elevate the believers and demote the disbelievers.